Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Fresh out of college, I was given a gruesome task, compiling Time Magazine's annual list of major college commencement speakers, with a few quotes from the more platitudinous gas bags. The list was scrapped long ago, but every year around this time, I am seized with dread. So, this graduation season, I'm confronting my fear head on. Having read many examples of this uniquely American literary form, I will share with you the secrets of how to recognize a good college or high school commencement address, which, dear graduates, you surely deserve after more than a year of masks, virtual classes, and social distancing. First, there are two kinds of graduation speeches, short and bad. Hope for the former. Second, a good speaker begins by thanking the school for this undeserved honor and noting that he or she barely graduated. Value humility. If you can fake that, you'll do fine in life. Third, there should be a cute anecdote from the speaker's own academic career. Subtract points for stories that end in jail, hospital, or flagrante delicto. And as a scholar, you'll know what that last term means. Fourth, expect quotes from a wise personage like Winston Churchill or Dr. Seuss. Both are staples of graduation speeches and said fine things about courage, vision, persistence, green eggs, and of course, ham. Fifth, extra points for visual aids. In 2000, Billie Jean King pulled out her tennis racket at Amherst College and hit balls into the crowd, brought down the house. Though not as much as telecom executive Robert Hale just days ago at Quincy College near Boston. He ended by handing each graduate two $500 checks with the proviso that one had to be given away. Thus, he nailed his point about the joy of generosity. Finally, brace yourself for cliches. Those truisms may be stale, but a good commencement speech has lots of them. So, class of 2021, follow your dreams, remember your roots, share your good fortune, break the rules, and never give up. Also, as we bid goodbye to these hallowed halls, the friends we've made, and the things we've learned that we will soon forget most of, remember this: if you work hard, live large, be true to yourself, etc., you too may someday be asked to give a graduation speech. Bring lots of checks and tennis balls. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.